Okay, we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are going to start with Amar Rabba, about 8 lines up from the bottom. I just want to give Menachem Mishkoyach for the past 2 days. I thank him for pitching in, especially for 2 days ago when I think his words he told me was that he did not have much warning. Throughout the night I was trying to say, maybe I'll feel better, but it was clear towards the end of the night that it wasn't happening. So I called Menachem at 5 a.m. and he was gracious enough to spend the next hour preparing the daf and be Marbitz Torah for the hundreds of people that are out there listening and part of our kehillah. And I don't know what the Musar Haskel yet is of whenever you get sick, there are 300 people wondering, you know, where you are. But Baruch Hashem, I have somebody like Menachem that I could call to pinch hit. Okay, let us go. Amar Rabba, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, on Yudal Adam Abbas. Okay, we have one more daf related to Inyan of Zra'im, related to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. And then tomorrow already, we get into the Rosh Hashanah Gemaras, the Inyanim that are discussed by the Yom Noraim. But we have one more day that regarding Zra'im issues. Okay, here we go. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Hasha de Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Esrog Achar Likitaso Isuro Kiyarok. The Mishnah Gemara brought up yesterday an esrog. An esrog, as the Gemara is going to describe later, is a unique type of fruit, in quotes. Because the question is, what is it exactly? How do we treat it in halacha? But whether there was a machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, whether an esrog is treated like a tree, an elon, for regarding all halachas, or Gamliel says, no, when it comes to meiser, it's treated like a vegetable. Because you go after Shas Lakita, said Rabbi Gamliel. Shas Lakita so, Isuro. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, that an esrog is like a vegetable and follows Lakita regarding its meiser, Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. If that's true, so then, says Rabba, it makes sense that its Rosh Hashanah should be Tishrei like vegetables also. Just like its Lakita is... just like its meiser is figured out by Lakita, so too, shouldn't that go along with Tishrei? Meisei, but we have a problem with that. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, because Rav Shimon Elazar says, it's going to be clear from this following brisa that Rav Shimon Elazar holds like Rabbi Gamliel, and yet, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tu B'Shvat, and not Tishrei. Likit Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. Achlo Tova Hashemesh, if somebody gathers an Esrog, does Lakita to an Esrog before Tu B'Shvat, V'chazav Likim Mishatavu HaShemesh, and he does another Lakita, gathers different ones after Tu B'Shvat, Ein Tarmin U'Ma'asrin Mizeh Alzeh, L'Vishe Ein Tarmin U'Ma'asrin L'Omen HaChadosh Al HaYashan, V'Lomen HaYashan Al HaChadosh. So then, the Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah, before it is considered Yashan, and the items afterwards are considered Chadosh. So you see that it's going by Shas Lakita, and yet, the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat, right? That's the question, because we just said, we're going to finish the Braisa, but we just said that wouldn't it make sense, if you're going by Shas Lakita, like vegetables, that the Rosh Hashanah should be like vegetables, which is Aleph Tishrei. How could you mix and match? How could you say that the time for the Rosh Hashanah will be determined by the Lakita, while the Rosh Hashanah itself would be Shvat? Let's first finish the Raisa. Haisa Shlishis Nechneses L'Ravias, Shlishis, and if it's the third going into the fourth year, since Shlishis Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, then the third year will be Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. As we said, in the third and the sixth year, Maiser Sheni changes and substitutes in Maiser Ani comes. Ravias, and in the fourth year, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. So says the Gemara, finishing the question. Man Shamis Leid to Ozel Basar Lakita, Rebbe Gamliel, Viketani Shvat. Who is the one that says you go after Lakita? Which you see this Braisa says you go after Lakita after the time of gathering. Right beforehand, you gathered before Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat. Who is that opinion? Rebbe Gamliel, Viketani Shvat. So you see this man to Amar. Rebbe Shimon Ben Elazar is holding Rebbe Gamliel regarding that machlokes about Esrog. When do you determine it's Rosh Hashanah by? So you go by Lakita and yet it had Shvat. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella I Edmar Hachi Edmar. So we said, so it's not what Rabbi said originally is not correct. This is what Rabbi meant to say. We had a different wrong Mesorah. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna, this is what was correct. Ava Gabda, third line. Ava Gabda Abba Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Acha Lakita Kiyarek Rosh Hashanah Shalo Shvat. It's not a since, it's an even. We switch the kiva to an afalp. Even though it seems not to be logically consistent, even though Rabbi Gamliel holds that an esrog follows Lakita like a vegetable, still the Rosh Hashanah stays Shvat. That is the halacha. Period. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, so why does that make sense? So was it the Goras Havamina a good logical havamina. If you go after Lakita, why would you go after Lakita? Why is Tu B'Shvat Tu B'Shvat? We mentioned yesterday. Why is Tu B'Shvat the important time period? Because it's most of the rainy season has taken place already. It's grown a lot. Most of the rainy season has taken place. So Shvat only makes sense if you go by Chanata. Chanata, most of the rainy season has blossomed. So how could you say, why isn't what Rabbi said originally correct? If you go after Lakita, you shouldn't go after Tu B'Shvat. Because Tu B'Shvat, as we said yesterday, is Rov Gishmei Bracha. Have it already happened? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, that a number of the Achronim deal with this question. Why should it be? Again, the Gemara says, you're right, we have a brisa against it, therefore it rejects it and says, okay, it must not be true. But what's the logic? Lamaisa. So says the Pnei Yeshua, L'chora Davar Tamua. We said before, Shvat is only important for rain. Rain's only important for blossoming. So if you don't go after blossoming, you go after picking. So why is it? So Venir Ali says the Pnei Yeshua, Demilsa Rabba Bar Huna Hainu Dafka Libidurgam Leo Linyin Shvias Da Raisa Ozel Obasar Chanata. Remember, says the Pnei Yeshua, vegetables are all Durabanan. Meiser of Yerakos is Durabanan, according to everybody. According to what the Rambam or Rashi tells us, it's all Durabanan. So, at least on a D'oraisa level, Tu B'Shvat is significant. So if on a D'oraisa level, Tu B'Shvat is significant, then maybe even for the Durabanans, their Nigrar, we throw them in after the D'oraisa time period. So that's the only one idea that I could come up with. He talks about Lini Shvias Daraisa, Ozla Besar Chanata, El Inyam Aizim Mr. Rabbanan, Lushitis Rashi, Vitosis, Rav Poskim, Ozla Basal Lakita. So once you say that the Rosh Hashanah for other items for Ilanos is Shvat, so do I'll throw this in too. But that, he doesn't really have a substantive answer to explain why this would be true, but that's his, at least he has the Ha'ara that it's still with Sarach Ian Lamaskana. And his answer is that once you have something on a Daraisa level, so maybe you throw that in as well. Yes. Meiser of an Esrog, if you say it goes Basar Lakita, would be Durabanan, according to this. Then he asked, what about according to the Rambam? Right, because the Rambam holds all Meiser Paris is Daraisa, right, only Yerakos is Durabanan. So he tries to give another answer for the Rambam. But he says this seems like Rashi and Tosfos. Later on in the Daf, something that proves like the Rambam. The Aruch Lener also quotes this Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, and he says maybe it just relates to the fact, even though Lameisa Esrog goes Basar Lakita, but as Anachmanacha mentioned this yesterday, right, why is Esrog so unique? What makes Esrog different and every other fruit? Fine, use it for a mitzvah. But what, agriculturally, what makes it different? So he explains, because shesraf ba kodem shvat, kibishari lanos, because it lives off rain, and therefore the sraf, the insides of the tree gets full, like in esrog, based on the rain, but it still grows from water that has already, from the ground, like vegetables. It grows from water that's there. I'll call mayim ki yirakos. So it has different aspects of both. So the Aruch Lener just suggests, because you're right, the meiser is going to go by the lakita, because it has some aspects like a yarek, but remember, it also has some aspects like an elon. So what? He answers the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So what? That regarding this halachic issue, you'll follow Shas Lakita, but that doesn't take away that in another aspect, it does go by rainwater. It does grow like other fruit, and therefore it should be like aleph. It does grow like, not just by rainwater, but it grows by both of these ingredients. So that's why it makes sense. It could make sense that you could have the split. You could have Shas Lakita, and you could also have Tu B'Shvat. Okay, so that is the suggestion of the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch Lener.
But that's basically ignoring the Pnei Yeshua's premise, is that the only reason Tu B'Shvat makes sense is because...
Right, it's not ignoring the Pnei Yeshua's premise. I think it's trying to take into account the Pnei Yeshua's premise and not answering it fully. You're saying you can be machali between different aspects. Because you have two ingredients that make it grow, so fine regarding the Shas the Meiser, you'll go by one act, but the Rosh Hashanah can be like the other act. You can relate to the different aspects of the growth. Okay, period. Says the Gemara, just a parenthetical question. The Brisa that we brought to answer Kasha on Rabba had quoted, if it's going from the third year to the fourth year, then you have to, before it's going to be like the third year, then the next year is going to be like the fourth year. In the previous Brises that we had, whatever just gave an example of switching years, it went from the second to the third year. Because that's the first year that switches, not from the third year to the fourth year. So the Gemara just wonders, why does here give an example going from the third to the fourth year? You already had it switch from the second to the third. Why is it that in earlier cases we had two blad ago, when it switched years, it went from the second to the third year? And why here does it say the example of third to the fourth year? Why did it switch? So Gemara says, agav urcha kemashmon. The Gemara is just teaching you something derech agav, teaching you something tangentially. De esro kashila yada. In esrog, when people touch esrogim a lot while they're still on the tree, they get ruined and it doesn't do well for the tree. When literally the hand is hard for the esrogim. V'aydi Since during Shvias, we know all the fruits, all the fields are Hefker, which we'll talk about a little bit later. All the fruits are Hefker during Shvias. So therefore, everybody's going into your fields, so that's going to ruin the Esrog tree for a little bit. So Lotoin Peri Atlasharn. So it's going to take 3 years for the Esrog tree to grow fruit. That's why he gives the example from the third to the fourth year, because in the second to the third year, there's not going to be real fruit yet. You're not going to pick the Esrogim. So that's why Dafka, from the third year to the fourth year, that's when the Esrogim are going to be there, and that is why he gives that example in the Bryce. Okay, Ba'i Mineh, we're on the Teth line, or so. Ba'i Mineh, Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yanai, Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalo Emasai. Okay, next three lines we think are not so exciting, but we're going to see a Chassam Sofer. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalo Emasai. When is the Rosh Hashanah for Esrogim? So Amar Leh Shvat, or Rabbi Yanai says, what do you mean? Shvat. That's what we've been talking about the past 20 lines. So like Mara says, no, Shvat Chadashim or Shvat Tkufa. Is it the lunar Shvat or the solar Shvat? The lunar Shvat, which is what we call Shvat, or the solar Shvat, it's not really Shvat, but we know that there are four seasons throughout the year, and the Nisan is one, Nisan is even, and then there's the last one is Teves, Tkufas Teves, Teves Shvat Adar. So Shvat, the solar Shvat starts about 30 days after the Tkufas Teves started. So this month of Shvat that we're saying is the Rosh Hashanah, or Tosfos says on top, this is really a question on all the months of the Mishnais, not just Esrog. They were talking about Esrog, that's why he asked about Esrog. But really, it could be a question about all the items in the Mishnah. When we say Shvat is the day, do you go by the solar or you go by the lunar? So Amar Leh Chadashim says, no, you go by Chadashim, you go by the lunar Shvat, which we'll get back to that in a second. Let's just do two more lines first. Boy minei Rabba Meir Vnachman Vamila Rabbi Yochanan Meir Rabbi Yanai Hoishashunu Mu'uberes Mahu. What if it's a Ibriyar? What if it has two Adars? So which Shvat do you go by? There's only one Shvat. Which Shvat do you go by? Do you go by the month after Teves, or do you go by the month before the last Adar before Nisan? Meaning, do you go by Shvat or Adar Rishon? Which one do you go by regarding these months? Amar Leh Halach Achar Rov Shanim. You go after Rov Shanim, meaning what's usually called Shvat. Whatever is usually called Shvat is usually the Ikers. That's why you go by that Shvat. Period. Ask Tosfos, a little Tosfos, second Tosfos. Dechadashim, Afal Gas. What does the Gemara answer? You go by the lunar months. Ask Tosfos, why does that make sense? Solar is what makes the fruit grow. So shouldn't solar be the one that you go by? So Afal Gavda Bishal Aperos Holachachar Achama Shinemar. How do you know? So look at science. Look at the pasuk in Zoz Abracha. We mega Tvo Shamesh. Right? Doesn't it say the pasuk in Yosef's Bracha that they have Tvo Shamesh, Tvo that goes from the sun? So why does it make sense that you go by the lunar months? So Tosfos says no. Look at the end of the pasuk. Hachanami mi mega to Gerish Yerachim. Look at the end of the pasuk says things grow from the moon as well. You go Rashi on that pasuk in Zoz Abracha. Rashi quotes that Yerachos grow by the moon. The moon, the light of the moon helps Yerachos grow. So that's also number one. The pasuk says that things grow from the moon too. V'gam Yisraelim monin lalavana. Then Tosfos says, and also Jews count to the lunar calendar. What's Tosfos talking about?
Before we get to that, we had a question yesterday. How could be Rov Geshem if sometimes Tu Shvat could be January?
How could it be Rov Geshem if sometimes that's Chazal's point. Chazal makes the calendar. That's how they could add on a month or so to make the seasons fit.
Right, but to say Rov Geshem,
They try to fit it. That's the point of having an Adar. They could calculate from the previous year when things are going to fall out. They do their best. So they are a few days off. They're usually not a month off.
Right. So why is it Tkuf in Eretz Yisrael?
Why, that's a St. Talamater question.
Right.
So that's a separate St. Talamater question.
It's related because it goes by the rain.
Right, Nachinami. So it's a question, but we'll have to put that away for now. Okay, says the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, Aleph Yedalet. He quotes our Gemara. There's a question about the Shiloh was about, the Shiloh that always comes up, the baby boy born in one Adar and his bar mitzvah year has two Adars, or he's born in two Adar, bar mitzvah year is one Adar. So which month does he get? Was he get bar mitzvah? Okay, that's the second half of the tshuva. But then the first half of the tshuva, he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes Tosfos Kasha, and he says Lechora Kushyasam Kasha Atzuma. Tosfos is a huge Kasha. How does the answer answer the question? What do you mean? Goes by the lunar calendar? How much grows by the moon? Says the Chassam Sofer. He says at number two. He says what's Tosfos' second answer? Because we count to the lunar, so therefore all the fruits and the vegetables that Rosh Hashanah should be by the lunar, what does our counting have to do with anything? He says, "Vimkein chanitas peiros ha'ilan ein lahem balavana." Even the moon, that's only vegetables. Rashi says in Zos Habracha, "Umay tirtzu hachanami ksiv gerash yirachim." My yitein my Yosef she yisrael moon la'lavana v'chim ibnei zeh yishtanes srafo ilanos. Because we're counting to the lavana, the srafo ilanos are going to change. And then he continues with the kasha tzarach iyan gadol. Then he goes ha'emes yore darko. What does he quote? He quotes the Shach and Ilchus Nida. What's the Shach and Ilchus Nida? Shach and Ilchus Nida, Kuf Pei Tes. We know there are different vestos that a woman has to calculate every month to figure out when she thinks of the possibilities when she might get her dam that month. So one of them is Onas HaChodesh. Onas HaChodesh. The day of the month that she saw the previous month. Says the Ra'ah, the Shach quotes the Ra'ah, you go by when the Molid was. Go by when the molid was. How many days from the molid every month to figure out the Ves Lachodesh? So it could be a different day each month, depending on how many days the previous month had. So based on that shita, the Shach quotes the Rashba and says, wrong. Why? Because Teva, and this is the Shach's Chiddush, based on earlier sources, he says, let me quote you from the Rashba, Abba Rashba, Kasav Devade Shipura Garim, Vakoli Amosa Chodesh Mole Vachasar, Lachadashim Lushanim Ubaros, Lafiti Kune Bezdin, Shekomasha Bezdin Shalamata Osim, Bezdin Shalamala Maskimim Imahim. Chazal, Bnei Yisrael are Koveya nature. Whatever we say the calendar is, the calendar, the seasons, and nature is nikva and is meshubit to Klal Yisrael, and is meshubit to everything that we do. He even quotes the Yerushalmi. This is the one that's quoted, the earliest source. The Yerushalmi says that we know that Chazal assumed that an Isha, Pchusa Migimel Shanim, Psuleha Chozrim. Rechman al-Tzlan, if something happens to her, she has some type of accident, Psuleha Chozrim, the Psulim grow back. So what happens if she has an accident, and after she's 3 years old, so Aim Psuleha Chozrim, and then they're Ma'abar the Shana, 2 weeks later. Now she's less than 3 years old. So what are you going to say? Chazal say Psuleha Chozrim. The nature changes. The nature changes because of what Chazal did. So the Chassam Sofer quotes this, and he quotes a bunch of other examples. He quotes, what if somebody does, a 13-year-old boy eats treif? So he's B'chayav Malkus. With Hasrada, he's Chayav Malkus. 2 weeks later, the Ma'abar the Shana. All of a sudden, he's not Chayav Malkus anymore. He's Pater because he was a child. Yes, in a chinami. The nature, the Klal Yisrael and the Chazal have the power to change nature. You check before, there was Shtei Simanim. Now there are no Shtei Simanim. So again, he says, he brings many examples to this in here in Aleph Yadalit. And then he quotes, he relates that to the Bar Mitzvah case. He says, just because you think 13 months have passed yet, but no, Adar Sheni is the real month, or you think it's only less once it's Adar. So he relates that in both directions. But he said, that's what Artosis means. That's what Artosis means, that we count to the lunar calendar. What does that mean, we count to the lunar calendar? Teva is Meshubit to Klal Yisrael. Teva is Meshubit to Chazal, whatever we say the calendar is, that's what goes. And he quotes it, that whole tshuva starts with Artosis, our little Tosis, which we think is just giving shot to a little Gemara, but he says that's one of the Yesodos that we have. Okay, Amar Rabba. So we'll have to get back to the Vesein Talamater issue. But again, that's what Eretz Yisrael. The question is us. What question is in Eretz Yisrael? Well, they said they wait for the rainy season, but why don't you go by the real tekufa then? Okay. Amar Rabba. Next Gemara. Amar Rabba. So we have a Machlokas Amoraim coming up. Amar Rabba. Esrog Bashisha Shenechnoso L'Shviyas Peturim and Amaiser. Upeturim in Habiur. So an Esrog going from the 6th to the 7th year. That means that it blossomed in the 6th year, Chanata was in the 6th year, and it was picked in Shvius. So the question is, what do you go by? Do you go by Chanata? Do you go by Lakita? There are two halachas that we're going to be focusing on. Number one, Maisrus. We know there is no Chi of Maisrus in Shvius, because Shvius, the land, is Hefker. There is no Chi of Maisrus then. A. B, if fruits are Peirishvius, you have to treat them with Kedusha, but there's also a halacha of beer, a dinta oraisa, which means that once the fruit has disappeared from the animals in the field, then I also have a chiv to get it out of my house. That's beer, destruction. There is a major machlokas we've shown him. What does beer mean? Does it mean you have to actually destroy it? Does it mean you have to just put it out for hefker? Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, Ravid, all different shitas about what that is, but either way, you have to somehow get it out of your house. That's beer. So that goes by perishvias. Perishvias are subject to beer and are not subject to meiser. So usually that's how it's going to go. If you're chayiv in one, then you're going to be putter from the other. So that's the background for the sugya. So Rabba says, an esrog that's going from the 6th to the 7th year is putter from both, which is going to be somewhat of a problem. Why should you be putter from both? If you're putter from Meiser, that means it's Shviyah, so you should be Chayiv in Beer. If you're Chayiv in Beer, if you're putter from Beer, that means it's the 6th year. So exactly, we'll have to see what Rabba means. But that's Rabba. 6th to the 7th year, you're pater from Meiser and from Beer. Ubashvi, Shinichnas al-Shmias, and the 7th going to the 8th year, Ptur b'Meiser v'chayeves b'Beer. Going from the 7th to the 8th, so then you're pater from Meiser, and which again makes it sound like it is fruit from Perishvius. You go after 7th to the 8th year means the blossoming habit in Shvius. Right, so you go after the 7th for Meiser, v'chayeves b'Beer, but it's chayev and Beer, which also, right, the Seifa makes sense, because that seems you treat it like Perishvius. That's the statement of Rabba. Again, let's get it clear. 6th to the 7th year, you're pater from everything. 7th to the 8th year, you are pater from Meiser and chayev and Beer. So Amalei Abaye. Bishlama Seifa l'chumra, I understand Rab, the second half of Rabba's statement. Because what does Rabba's second half of his statement say? Going from the 7th year to the 8th year, it blossomed during the 7th year and you gathered it during the 8th year, maybe he treats it l'chumra. What does l'chumra mean? Treat it like perishvias. That's l'chumra. And if you say treat it like perishvias, then there's not going to be any chiyav meiser, because it's all hefker. And number two, there's going to be chiyav and beer. So that's exactly what he says in the second half of his statement. Seifa l'chumra. El Aresha, but I don't understand the Aresha, the first line he says. Petura min abihur amai. The Amrina Zilbas Chanata. So why would you say that you're putter from beer? Remember the first case? You go from the 6th year to the 7th year. So you blossomed in the 6th year. So why should you be, and you gathered it in the 7th year? So why should you be putter from beer? Because it's considered from the 6th year. Simkei ihachi techai b'meiser. So you should say you're chai b'meiser then. So Amar Lei, because if you treat it like the 6th year, there's a chiyav meisres. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said, no, this is my pshat. Yad hakol mamash mishin ba, v'yat amr tischayev b'meiser, an amazing chiddush. What does he answer? Really, it's fruit of the 6th year. Really, these esrogim should be chayev and meiser, because you treat them as 6th year fruit. But you know what? All the other produce in this field is hefker. All the other produce go by Lakita, and therefore, right now, you're gathering them, and it's Shvius produce. You have some esrogim scattered around in your field. You know what? Those are impossible to guard. Lemaisa, you can't guard them. Everybody's allowed to walk around your fields during Shvius, so you can't guard them. So you're right, this halachically, they're not hefker. But lemaisa, you make them hefker. Because they're not guardable, you make them hefker. Rashi says, balkarcha, you make them hefker. And therefore, there is no chi of maestris on those esrokim. The Meiri even says, this is like yeyush. It's like yeyush. We have a principle in Maseches Baba Metzia. You give up hope. Because they're not guardable, you give up hope from ever guarding them. And therefore, there is no chiyav in Meiser. That is the Shita of Rabba. Achronim use this. We're not going to get into Yeish now, but Achronim use this Gemara to prove one of the big tzadim of Yeish. Yeish means I give up hope. Meaning, if you find something and I have already given up hope on it, so then you're allowed to keep it. Comes up by Mitziah, comes up by Gezela. There's a big machlokas in Achronim. There's the Shita of the Nesivas. The Nesivas holds that really Yeish is not Kone until it reaches the other person's hands. Yeish really is not fully complete until it reaches the other person's hands. So Achronim say this Gemara seems to be against the Nesivus. Because what do you see from this Gemara? You don't have to give Meiser yet. But if it's still yours, you should have to give Meiser until he gets it. So it sounds like there are ways out, but it sounds like from this Gemara, Achronim say, the Afikayam talks about this, that if Yeish is not complete until the other guy gets it, so you should have a Chiyav and Meiser. Just because you're not guarding it, if this is like Yeish, assuming this is like Yeish, like the Meiri uses that word, so then you should say, you should still be Chayv and Meiser. Okay, there are ways to get out of that, but this is a big discussion for the Yeish Gemara. But that is the Shita of Rabba. Again, they're fruit from the 6th year, but there's automatic Yeish, there's automatic Hefker, and therefore, you would not be Chayv and Meiser. Rav Hamnuna Amar, and Rav Hamnuna argues. So really, according to Rabba at root, let's just summarize, Rabba says you really go basar chanata. You go by when it blossomed. If it blossomed in the 6th year, then it's like 6th year fruit. 7th year, 7th year fruit. The only difference for Rabba is that last thing. The meiser from the 6th to the 7th year, you're still going to be putter. Because the meiser, you can't guard it. That last point is what Rav Hamnuna is going to argue on. Just that last chiddush. Rav Hamnuna Amar, no, bashishish and nechnesis l'shvius la'olam shishis. Ubashvishish and nechnesis l'shminis la'olam shvius. Rav Hamnuna says no. You go by chanata, period. Don't bring me any chidushim about you're forced to have hefker. No, you know, I don't hold of that. I don't hold of that chiddush. And look at Rashi's lashon, 6th to last skinny line. V'lav hefkera demalkahi. Mishmush yada kol sheba ein ela gezel. Vein hefker kazeh patura min ha-meiser. He doesn't believe. He says, this isn't hefkera demalka. This isn't the king making hefker. What does Rashi mean there? What's hefkera demalka? So Rashi's alluding to, it seems like, and this is how the Afikayam explains, he's alluding to a major machlokas we showed him, how to understand Shvius. How do you understand Shvius? When we say fruits are hefker by Shvius, what type of hefker is that? So it's machlokas we showed him in Maseches Gittin and other places. Do you say it's Hashem making it hefker? The Torah making it hefker? What's called hafkata demalka, the king? And I could be screaming all day in front of my field. It's not hefker, it's not hefker. Tough luck. That's the halakha of Shvius. Or do you say that no, Shvius means that you have a mitzvah asay to be mafkir. V'shvius tishmatenu unetashta. And if you scream, it's not hefker. Afkata de malka or afkata de gavra. That is a machlokas we showed him with big nafkaminas. The biggest one is if you're screaming, it's not hefker. So the Afika Yam says that's the machlokas between Rav Hamnuna and Rava here. According to Rav Hamnuna, regular Shvius is afkata de malka. And that's what Rashi is saying, exactly what Rashi says. This isn't like regular hefker. Afkata de malka makes it hefker. That's what Pater from Iser. But here, the fact that you're forced to be mafka your field, so that's not going to cause hefker and yeush. So says the Afika Yamzer, if Amnuna says, they're not comparable. Mashiach, according to Rabba, Shvius itself is hafkata to gavra, so it's very comparable. So that's the machlokas here. How do you understand Shvius, the hefker of Shvius, is this machlokas between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna? So that is, again, Lamaisa, they both hold you go after Chanata. That's going to be important for the next slide of the Gemara. You go after its blossoms. The machlokas is, do you hold of this Lamaisa because it's not guardable? Do you say that therefore there's an automatic hefker and there'd be a ptur from Maisras? Okay, correct. There might be a difference between Hefker and Yeish. Rashi in a few places says that Hefker is Yeish, which is a problem, but hopefully we'll talk about that hopefully later on Tuesday night. Bez Hashem.
It's not a question of Hefker or Yeish. It's a question of Nishbar.
Is it a question of Nishbar? Okay, the Rishonim don't talk about that. You're right. The Mishnah says it has to be Nishmar. Sorry, I'm just getting a little winded. You're right. The Mishnah says Nishmar, but the Rishonim don't use that term. So again, you have to work out with the Rishonim talk about Hefker and others. Okay, unless Nishmar is just a function of Hefker. Which we'll see. Okay, Meisvei, so says the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a Braisa, though, that says that you go after Lakita, which is going to be a problem for both of these opinions. Right, I just said, the summary, both of these opinions hold, you go Basar Chanata. The Machlokas is, you say there's added Chiddush about Meiser. So Meisvei, Reb Shimon, Yehuda Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon, Esrog Bashishas and Nechneses Lashvias, Peturim and Meiser, Peturim and Abiur. That's Rabba Shita. So that's not going to be a problem for Rabba. The first opinion, why? She'en l'chadavar she'chayev b'maiser, ela imkein gadol b'chiev v'nilkat b'chiev, because maiser requires both the blossoming and the gathering b'chiev. U'bashvish nechnas l'shminis, b'turim min ha'maiser, b'turim ha'bir, but 7th to the 8th year, you're pater from both. She'en l'chadavar she'chayev b'bir, ela imkein gadol b'shvias v'nilkat b'shvias. The Sefer here says that because you're only chayev in beer if it blossoms and it's gathered in Shvius, meaning Lakita is also significant. So ask the Gemara. Reisha kasha l'Rav Hamnuna, Sefer kasha b'en l'Rala b'en l'Rav Hamnuna. The Reisha is against Rav Hamnuna because the Reisha is like Rav Shita. So it's a kasha l'Rav Hamnuna. And the second half doesn't work like either of them because the second half says that it seems like you go after Lakita to determine whether Peros have Kedusha Shvius and are subject to Biur. So the Gemara answers Tanoihi. No problem, it's really a machlokas tanoim about this, whether you go after Chanata or Lakita. Titania, as the Brisa says, Amr of Yosi Aftomas, Hey Mishim Chamisha Zakanim. Esrog Achar Lakita Sulamaiser, Esrog follows Lakita for Miser, Rabosino Nimna Buusha, the Amru Achar Lakita so Bain Lamiser, Bain Lashvius, and the Rabbanim in Usha said you go after Lakita for both. So the Gemara, before it talks about it, just says, Shvius mandakar shmei. The Tanakhama didn't mention anything about Shvius. So what are the Rabbi Osino and Usha talking about? So add in a line. Chisurim achsra v'hachitani. This is what it means. Esrog, this is what the Tanakhama said. Esrog achar lakitaso l'maiser, v'achar chanata l'shvius, and Esrog follows lakita for maiserus, and chanata for Shvius, right? So that's the Tanakhama. Rabba and Rav Hamnuna hold like the Tanakhama. So again, as long as they have a Tana that holds like them, that they're okay. So for Rabbi Seinu, Nimna B'Usha, and that other Brisa that we use as a question, that's the Rabbi Seinu and Usha. Acha L'Kitaso, Bein L'Maiser, Bein L'Shvius. Okay, so we finished discussing that aspect of Esra. Okay, but we got some important nuggets about Machlokas. We showed him how to understand Hefker, and discussion a little bit of Yeish. We have this idea there's a Halachic Hefker and a practical Hefker. According to Rabba, Lamaisa, there might be a Hefker that will create a Peter Maiserus. So again, a number of important Yesodos about Hefker and Shvius. Okay. Good. Itmar, fourth line. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amri Travaihu, Esrog. Oh, I'm sorry. Give me a Chelik Vav of the Mishnah Berurah. sorry, I forgot. I'm going to assume. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Reish Lakish, Amri Travayu, Esrog Bashishish, Shenichnasa Lashvias, Laolam Shishis. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, in Esrog from the 6th to the 7th year is like the 6th year, meaning which is Beferish like Rav Hamnuna said. Rav Hamnuna said, you always go Basar Chanata. Thank you. You go by the 6th year, and you don't have that Chiddish of just because everything else is not guarded, so this isn't guarded either. Ki Asa Ravin, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog bashishis shenichnas al shviyas afilu kizayis v'nasa kikar chayavan ala mishem tevel. An esrog from the 6th year that blossomed to the 6th year, that went into the 7th year, even if it only grew a tiny amount of the 6th year, it blossomed, it only grew the size of an olive, and it became much bigger in shviyas, still there's iser tevel, meaning it's considered a 6th year fruit. You go by chanata, you go by blossoming, and therefore it will be subject to maisris. The Sfasemis says on this line, it sounds like the Rambam. What Rambam? We mentioned a number of times. Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos. Meiser Daraisa. Rashi and Tosfos say only Dag and Tirash Vietzar is Meiser's Mi Daraisa. The Rambam says all fruits, all perisidon is Daraisa. This language of Mishim Tevel, we're talking about an Esrog here. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, this is all Drabanan. So what do you mean Tevel? Tevel Drabanan? Makas Mardus? Says the Sfasemis is somewhat Dachuk according to Rashi and Tosfos. This line sounds like the Rambam because it's Tevel Mamish, Tevel Daraisa, if you don't take off Meiser's. Just one other, alright, forgot to mention from the Tosfos Rid on Amud Aleph, Rabbah had come up with this big chiddush that Lamaisif, you practically cannot watch it. So that's why you're gonna have a Patur Maiseris. The Tosfos Rid said, obviously, if you have a whole orchard of Esrogim, then it's gonna be a Chiyav Maiseris. In the same exact case, because then you're gonna be able to watch the whole orchard. It's only if you have, Esrogim scattered around within the field, and everything else surrounding is not watched, so then you're not gonna be able to watch your Esrog. But if you have a whole orchard of Esrogim, then that's going to be watched. And you don't have the heter of not giving Maestros, that it's going to be considered the 6th year like it should be, and you'll have to give Maestros from that. Tana Rabbana. Okay, last part. Elon Shechanto Peirosef Kodem Tu Bishvat. Mis Asa L'shana She'avra. Fruits. Now we're out of Esrog. No more Esrog. Right, now not till Sukkot, Bez Hashem. Okay, Ilan Shachad Veros, I've called them Tubishvat, a fruit, right, we mentioned fruit go, Basar Chanata. It's a fruit that blossomed before Tubishvat, Mis Asal Hashana Sha'avra, so their maestros are taken from the previous year, like the Mishnah says. Tubishvat is the Rosh Hashanah. Achar Tubishvat, Mis Asal Hashana Haba. After Tubishvat, you go by the following year. Menachem mentioned the Machlokas yesterday about the Bisham Beis Hillel. Mentioned the B'Shem. Just mentioned it now. Just one Dvar Agada from that I heard B'Shem Rav Lachman from Kerem Yavne. Says this machlokas. He says many machlokas in between B'Shem and Beis Hillel have to do with potential, what's there or what's gonna be there. And he brought two rayas. Okay, there might be others, but he brought two rayas. One of them is here. Beis Shammai says you go by when's the Rosh Hashanah Aleph Shvat. Beis Hillel says Tu B'Shvat. Aleph Shvat, there's nothing there yet. Didn't really blossom. It's not going to blossom for 2 weeks. But that's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you go by the Koach. You go by the potential. Beis Hillel says, no, they go by the Lamaisa. But Tu B'Shvat, Lamaisa, something's there already. Where else do you see this? Chanukah. Chanukah. Beis Shammai says, you go by how many days are left. How many days are left? How many candles are Beis Shammai going to light? The last night, he's going to light one candle. The first night, 8 candles. It's the potential. It's like Aleph Shvat. Masha'enkin Beis Hillel, you go by Lamaisa. What day are we up to? What day are we up to? Lamaisa, so that's Beis Hillel. And that's where he goes by day 5, day 6, etc. So hey, but today was day. Right? It's not like Sfira. I was like, tonight is not like you're allowed to say it. But either way, that's that. We have to see it, how this carries out through other machloksim. At least it's Chanukah, so you have to get in Chanukah today a little bit. So we got that in tomorrow and the next few days. Mamish have Chanukah on some of the dafim, so it's really really unbelievable. But okay, let's continue. So we got Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Sazer Bechemia, Amr Rebbe Nechemia. So we say Tu B'Shvat is the key time for fruit. Bamedra Mamurim. Rebbe Nechemia has a big limitation. When do you say that Tu B'Shvat is, and you go by Chanata, you go by blossoming before we have the Tu B'Shvat, Be'ilon She'osa Shtei Brichos Bashana. That's only by fruit that have two times of harvesting, two times of blossoming. So then, if a fruit blossoms two different times during the year, and Tu B'Shvat's in the middle, it makes sense to have Tu B'Shvat as the cutoff point. It's much easier. Shtei brechos lagadayda. The Gemara just says shtei brechos. What do you mean? Brechos is like we had this in Maseches Beitza. Brechos is like animals and birds having babies. Alei makain shtei brechos. You're right. It doesn't mean literal. It means like two brechos. It means two two times that it blossoms. Aval ilan osa brecha achas, but says Reb Nechemya, if a tree only blossoms, all the fruit of the tree blossom at one time, could go into kalim v'zeisim v'charuvin, like palms and olives and carobs. Aval b'shachalto b'rasein kodem tu b'shvat misasul l'shana haba. But when it comes to a fruit that only have a one-time blossoming, it doesn't make sense that tu b'shvat should be the chilek if it blossoms before or after, because it's going to be so confusing. It's all blossoms at one time, so then you should go by lakita in that case. You should go by when it's gathered. It's much easier to go by gathering then, because you know you gather it all at one time, either before or after Tu B'Shvat. If you go by blossoming in that case, it's going to be very confusing, because some blossom before, some blossom after, but they're all the same. They all just blossom now. So that's why it says, Reb Nechemya, the whole halacha in the Mishnah is only by a tree and the types of fruit that have two different times. But if it's only one time, so then you go by Lakita. And Amar Reb Yochanan, Nagu Ha'am B'Charuvin K'Reb Nechemya. Reb Yochanan says, the Am has been nohag in cheruvin, in caribs, like Reb Nechemya. So unique to caribs, Tosas thinks not. Tosas in Nagu thinks lav dafka nakan cheruvim. No, it just means all types of trees like that. So the olam is nohag like Rebbe Nechemya, that if it only goes, if it only has one time that it blossoms throughout the year, then you go by Lakita. Tu B'Shvat is still the important day, but you go by Shas Lakita. Eis v'Rish Lakas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yish Lakas 1 second, Eis Rabbi Yochanan, B'no Shuach Shvias Shelahen Shnia, B'bnei She'osos L'Shalosh Hashanim. The Mishnah says in Shvias, B'no Shuach, which Rashi here translates as white figs, Te'eni Chivarta. White figs takes them a long time to grow, even after they blossomed. So any white fig that blossoms in Shvias, you know when you're going to see these fruit really? In the third year, in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Meaning Shvius 1-2, right? We're assuming that Shvius is, we spoke about, well, Yovel counts. Shvius definitely does not count in the next one. Shvius is the seventh year of the previous count. So Shvius 1-2, in the second year of the next Shemitah cycle, those white figs, those are Perush Shvius. That's what the Mishnah says. But what do you see from there? That you go after Chanata. You go after blossoming. But we just said that the Olam is knowing like Reb Nechemya, that you go after Lakita by fruits that only have one Brecha, that one that blossom all at once. So therefore, isn't this Mishnah against the Minaga Olam? So Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan did not have an answer for Reish Lakish. He was quiet. So Amrle, Rabbi Abba Kohen, Rabbi Yosia Kohen, now my Ishtik. Rabbi Abba says, why was he quiet? I have a good answer that he could have answered him. Leimalei, Aminu L'chano, Rabbi Nechemya, V'at Amrli Rabbanan. I'm telling you, the Olam is not like Reb Nechemya. You're bringing me a Mishnah that holds like the Rabbanan? That's not a Kasha. So that's the Rabbanan. I'm explaining the Minhag Olam. That's like Reb Nechemya. So, says the Gemara, no, Mishum to Amar Lei, because Reish Lakish would have asked back to him, Shavakta Rabbanan v'avitz k'Reb Nechemya? Because he would have said back, so that's a Haraya, that's wrong. Why are you going like Reb Nechemya? The Rabbanan hold otherwise. So the Gemara says, V'lei Malei. So again, why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? He could have answered the following. I'm telling you the Minhag Olam. You're telling me Halacha? You're telling me what the Halacha is? I'm telling you, this is the Minhag. Nagu. So answers the Gemara. No, that's the point. He could have said, if it's an Isser, then that ruins the Minhag. The Isser trumps the Minhags. That's why he couldn't have said anything. We'll get back to that line in a minute. Let's just finish first. So I have another suggestion, says Rabbi Abba. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan have answered that you're bringing me a Mishnah about on a Daraisa level? I'm talking about on a Darabanan level. I'm talking about Cheruvin. When it comes to Shvias Daraisa, okay, it's whatever the rules the Torah says. But the Rabbanan, the ones that made this up, so Heimam or Vehemamru, they could say whichever Rosh Hashanah is the most convenient for people. So if they say that going by Shas Lakita is the most convenient, because it all blossoms at one time, so that's what you would go by. So, what? Charuvin, that's why, right, that's why the Ritva here says maybe it's Dafka Charuvin, against that Tosfos. Tosfos tries to work out about what he means, because later on it says Daraisa. But either way, so why couldn't he answer that? So, Ella, Amar, Rabbi Abba, HaKohen. So Rabbi Abba himself turns around and says, Tamhani Meshiva Reish Lakish L'Shubazu. I don't even know if Reish Lakish ever asked this question, because I have this obvious answer. So what do you mean, Imeshiva HaOsva? He did ask it. We have a Mizrah that he asked this question. So Ella, no. Ela Ima Im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan Lo Kibla. No, I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan accepted. Meaning, he was quiet, he didn't answer. I don't know if his quiet was a Shtika Kahoda. I don't know if it was he said, oh, it's a good kasha, and he didn't have an answer, or he thought this was such an obvious answer. The difference between Daraisa and Darabanan, that he didn't answer. So I'm not sure about that. Period. So the line in here, tucked away in the end of Rosh Hashanah Tezvav, you have this line here where the Gemara says, "Hey, if it's a minhag against a halacha, for sure you have to be mevatel a minhag." So there's a big discussion on this line about the concept of minhag mevatel halacha. There is this line quoted in some of the Rishonim. The Mordechai and Baba Basra quotes it. Minhag sometimes is mevatel halacha. What does that mean? What if you have a minhag against halacha? We discussed this a little bit in Maseches Sukkah. We spoke about sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without a bracha. Some folks can bring this up there. But again, so what does that mean? So there's, in general, the concept of minhag is very, very strong in our Masorah. We know that the Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'amrim that minhag is included in losasar. Somebody doesn't keep a minhag Yisrael, then he violates the Isser of Losasser, turning away Yeminu Smol from Derech Hashem. The Ramah is the one that has a very strong lashon about this. Which the Ramah? About which minhag? You would think the Ramah has to try to defend throughout the year. The Ramah about banging for Haman. Ramah banging for Haman, Tafrei Sadik. Banging for Haman, the Ramah writes, the minhag is for the kids to write Haman on the bottom of their shoes and to bang. And the Ramah says, "Umizen ish tarbiv haminhag shemakim Haman kishakoran amigilah b'beis haknesses. Ve'ein lavatel shum minhag o lil og alav kilo lachinam hukbu." Says the Ramah, "Don't be mevatel any minhag because it didn't come for nothing. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, though, that obviously if it ruins the laning, which is the din, so then you have to be mevatel it. The Ramah never meant that. The Ramah says if you just don't like the minhag because it causes a disruption, a little levity in between the kriya. But obviously, if you can't hear the kriya, then it's inappropriate. But this is the Ramah quoting from the earlier sources from the Beis Yosef that every minhag in Klal Yisrael should be taken very seriously." But the poskim do point out that this concept of minhag mevatel halacha does apply. It's said by the Shmus Yaakov in Beis Vav. Where the Shmus Yaakov says, the concept of minhag mevatel halacha only applies by minhagim that are ancient. If you have an ancient minhag, what does ancient mean? It's quoted in Shas. If you have a minhag that's quoted in Shas, so then if it seems to go against the halacha, you know what? You got to figure it out how it doesn't go against halacha. But anything after Shas, you don't use the principle of minhag mevatel halacha. Because you can't. Halacha came first. The minhag cannot come and mevatel it. He says, "The dafka minhag shehuska b'shas sheinogin kein mikedem shenikva halacha zu b'shas shayach lower minhag okar halacha kibesh haminhag kadum kibet dekvar nagu ein lakar." But if you already have a halacha, ein koach biyad shum adam levatel ulashanos neged halacha. Rak matzinu. Sometimes if you don't know what to do, you say, "Go check the minhag." Put chazi mayam adabar. You go check what's going on outside. If you're not sure of something, but if you're sure of something, you can't say that the minhag goes against that. Shmus Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simin Vav, Rav Yaakov Reischer, 1700s. So says the that's the Shmus Yaakov, that's lechor what we hold. You can never have a minhag that goes again. But again, sometimes Mesora, you know, is it's so strong. Not that it's whether it's right or wrong. But I remember I was once in a shul that for the tochacha they called many shuls they don't call the ola up for the tochacha. The ola just comes up and they make the bracha fine. I was once in a shul that there was no bracha on the tochacha. The Balkori just opened the Torah and started reading. It's mefurish against everything. So I went over to it was a shtiebel. I went over to the Rebbe and I said, "How could it? What's going on here?" He says, "Look, I know it's against everything, but my father did this and my grandfather did this. I'm going to change it. What can I do?" So again, he felt so kafuf. Again, even if he felt so kafuf, he couldn't change it. That's the koch of a minhag. The question is, if from an outsider, we could say that's the Shmus Yaakov is going against that. Minhag mevatel halacha doesn't apply there. It's only by a minhag that's based in Shas. But again, this is a huge topic, the concept of minhag. Again, most of the sources in minhag are about how strong minhag is, which is how it should be, but we should know that this Gemara is a very important Gemara, where the Rishonim use this, the Rivash has a Shuvah, Rishonim use this to say that minhag cannot go against, even if it's a Drabanan. We're talking about Keruvin here. Maaser Keruvin, which is Drabanan. So even in Issa Drabanan, a minhag cannot go against. Yeah.
No, they answer what he said about it, it's in Shas. So that we have the Lag Ba'Omer.
By Lag Ba'Omer. What Lag Ba'Omer? The Svira. Yimei HaSvira. The minhagim of Yimei HaSvira are not in Shas. Correct. Only the fact that the stop getting married. Is that Mevatel? That's Madche. It's Doche. I don't know if that's a Mevatel. Like, you don't get married. You don't have to get married today. In Svira. So again, you're right. The fact that the Talmidim died during Svira, that's in Halacha. That's in Shas. But there's nothing in Shas about the Minhagim of Svira. That's in the Tur. The Tur quotes the Ritzgeus and earlier Rishonim about that. But again, you're right. But that's not against something. You could have a Minhag that's new. But if it's Mevatel Halacha, so then it's not good. Okay, this is the end of... Yeah?
So
the fruit, again, there are 10 Gemaras on each side of the Rishonim. Rashi tells us versus the Rambam, so you got to put them all together. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, we need about 3 hours for each of the next couple of Dafim. You know, tomorrow is Ba'ar Bra Prokem Olam Nidon, the Rosh Hashanah Gemaras, and Makarim Gazardino, that's all tomorrow, and the next day, and Shabbos. So Be'ez Hashem, Rosh Chodesh will be an exciting time. Okay, going again, I thank Menachem again for the past couple of days. And Be'ez Hashem, each day, Yom Rom, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Rofei Cholam. This year was sponsored by the Khan family.
Lil Nishmas, the grandfather.
Okay, I'm good.